Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's Steve Kerr. The reason we played Steve Kerr coming up here in moments, but folks, don't miss a minute of our special post-game shows, including after the Cavs game one against the Orlando Magic. It's Saturday, 1 p.m. You can watch that on ESPN, and you can listen to Jonathan Peterlin right here on 92.3 The Fan for the post-game of the Cavs and the Orlando Magic. And you can hear all the audio as we get ready for the draft, which is coming up next week. And you can download that free Odyssey app to hear all the audio about the Cleveland Guardians, who are 12-5 and have the best record in baseball. Not just the American League, not just the AL Central, but also baseball. And the Chicago White Sox right now are the worst team in baseball at 2-14. The White Sox are 2-14. Holy Chautauqua. The White Sox are 2-14. What a win last night by the Guardians. What an outing by Tanner Bibee, and I mean that because he had had three rough outings before. A fantastic win, technically a come-from-behind win. Awesome to see, an awesome start by Steven Vogt. People are sending me pictures of Cavs, let them know, posters in the trash can, making references to me saying that I'm the one doing it. That is not the truth.
How did they get access to that? One guy we have not mentioned the entire day, at least I don't think you've mentioned him, is Gabriel Arias. How incredible. I mean, this is a guy who batted like 200 last year.
Mm-hmm.
And they've figured out, you know, this is the hard part of, you know, trying to figure out on a nightly basis. And this is the stuff that I thought Tito was so good at. And we're seeing Steven Vogt kind of have the temperature of the team, mm-hmm. you know, on a game by game basis, who should be in there. And Gabe Arias, you know, they were always worried about his strikeouts, but they admired his power. He's only 24 years old. People have written him off.
It is.
And there have just been a number of these stories so far in the early going for the Guardians.
It is such a big win. And it's 101-62, I get it. But it's such a big win because in the back of my head, going into this last weekend and coming out of it, it's like, man, this bullpen ain't going to do it forever, man. This bullpen ain't going to do it forever. They can't. They're a bullpen. You can't keep putting pressure on them, this, that, and the other. And they did give up a lead. Tanner Bibee pitches very well. They gave up that lead. And then the Guardians fought right back, took the lead back, got it to extra innings, and then won the game in 11 innings. It's a fantastic outing. Great team victory. Really something to build on here. They're 12-5. They're first in the AL Central, and again, have the best record in all of Major League Baseball tonight. And I believe Ben Lively gets the start tonight in his 2024 debut. We'll get more Guardians coming up here. Maybe Mitch Please will have it coming up at 9:40. Also, 8:45. We have two-second trivia. Now, we put it off because everybody was agreeing with Lima, and then they went, I don't really care. So that was basically the weirdest segment we've ever had. But either way, two-second trivia at 8:45, your chance to win fabulous combo meals from Mr. Hero. So the reason we played Steve Kerr, this is you and I, it's been a weird show already. People have been, I'll give you behind the scenes, we've been at each other's throats all morning, behind the scenes, and on the air as well. I don't know if everybody got no sleep. Mitch has been snapping at us. We've been snapping at Mitch. Meredith has been coming in, raising hell. It's been a wild morning. But that's something we can agree on. Steve Kerr just spoke last night where after the Warriors lost and Klay Thompson had no points in that game, right?
The mighty have fallen.
Steve Kerr speaks yesterday, and yeah, I know I posted his picture of him in a Cavs uniform. We can talk about that another time. But you have been one of the curators of the history of the Warriors. Now, I hated the Warriors for obvious reasons for a while. I'm also one of the people that preserve their legacy. And Lima, you know why I do that, and I know why you do that. Tell everybody why we do that together.
The fact that we should always, always appreciate the fact that we were the team that beat them.
Yep.
We were the team that got to them, that beat them. We have all those memorable moments, and it's going to go down in history as one of the great titles because it wasn't supposed to happen. And I will forever cherish that, and so I will forever prop up the Warriors. Like I will always talk about what a great team they were, what a great front office they were, how all the pieces are going to the Hall of Fame. I mean, we've joked about that because we had a caller vehemently disagree about Draymond Green, who is clearly going to the Hall of Fame.
Yep, and I want him to go to the Hall of Fame because it just makes our case even stronger for
the Cavs. Yeah, just I know that's just something we like to play tricks on ourselves mentally on these things. But, you know, the Warriors and their greatness spanning over a decade, like this is awesome that we're the team that got to them.
Do you respect and like that Warriors team now?
I always respected them. I mean, I absolutely respect them just as a basketball diehard.
Well, I should say, I know you respect them because they are good and there's a lot to respect there. Save some of the stuff that Draymond's done, but...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
There's a lot to respect there. Do you like him now? Because you got over him. You won.
Steph is the one, and this is hard for people to understand because so many people hate Steph. They want to build him into like a John Elway figure of, you know, universal contempt, like a Big Ben Roethlisberger. But the problem is I like watching him play. I enjoy watching him play basketball even now. Like to see him and the limitations that he has.
I think
as
he's made the game more
NBA.
Accessible. Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah. I think you're lying to yourself if you don't think Caitlin Clark, like there's a direct line there on what we all fell in love with. If you did fall in love with Caitlin Clark and here at the Final Four, like where do you think that came from? It came from Steph Curry. Like I don't care what anybody says. If Steph Curry never comes along, I don't think Caitlin Clark ever comes along. Like he is responsible for the evolution of basketball and how everybody plays it. And how everybody grows up playing it now. And so I'll always respect the hell out of that. You know, save that the people always bring up the throwing of the mouth guard and whatever. Yeah, it's part of competition in basketball. You grow to hate the guys that you go up against. But there's always going to be a respect. And I'll still, if Steph Curry is in a big game, I'm watching him. Even to this day.
I would agree with you on that.
And by the way, in sports, I don't know how many guys fit that bill of if there's a big game, that person is involved with it. I'm going to find that game. Steph Curry is still there.
It changed for me when they had the All-Star game here. And I found myself having that
showman
feeling of like, wow, I really have a respect for his career when they announced him. And I didn't feel contempt or anger or vitriolic about it. Because again, my team won. Had we not won, I'd probably feel a lot different. I'd probably be a lot more embittered. I think the Cavs fans out there would feel a lot more embittered. Like if we would have beaten Elway and got to a Super Bowl and won, maybe it would be a little bit different with Elway. But since we couldn't do it, yes, there's definitely venom in there. And for a lot of fans, rightfully so, what the hell, right? That's part of sports. But for the Warriors, there's a lot of preservation in that because America, the world in general, we love a good story. And that story, preserving it where 73-9, this unbelievable team. And then if you really want to dig a little bit deeper where, hey, not just the Cavs beat them in seven games, how they beat them in seven games. LeBron James, the player of the generation, like stuff we talk about for 100 years. If there was ever a Ken Burns basketball in 100 years, we'd have to live a hell of a long time. But if there was a basketball documentary like that in 100 years, like this is one of the greatest stories in sports ever told. Like, again, like the 80s Olympic team, the 1980 Olympic team. It's not just a gold medal. There's been plenty of American teams that have won a gold medal. It's what you did to get the gold medal. It's that, yeah, you had to go and beat Finland afterwards, but you beat the Ruskies, you beat them, and a way to go out there and win the title and win the gold medal. It's that story of good versus evil, David versus Goliath, going after him, and that's the way we feel. Even though, yeah, we have the player of the generation, LeBron James, but we felt like we were the David, and it's such a weird feeling to have when you feel like the underdog when you have the player of the generation. And one of the best finishers I've ever seen in my life with Kyrie Irving before he kind of did Kyrie things. By the way, if you pay attention to basketball, now he's back. He's kind of accepted his role, and he's playing very, very well with Dallas this year. But in that role and what he did, it was a magical time to see what they did in that moment, especially over that seven-game series.
This town, forever. I think Cleveland is actually known for holding grudges more so than most places. But I also think Cleveland can recognize when something is truly special. And they did it with MJ. I mean, we were one of the few cities that booed Michael Jordan every time he touched the ball. It was personal with MJ. And yet there is a reverence here for MJ because there has to be. I think that'll be the case for Steph. I mean, there'll still be people that will doubt him. That's just part of today's debate culture that we have. But I think everybody can understand. Like, that is pretty special. And that's a guy that, you know, you have to gravitate towards whatever he's doing if he's on TV. And I don't know if he finishes his whole career with the Warriors and they're just an also-ran. I think that would kind of suck because then those aren't big games. But yeah. I'll always tune in to see him.
Coach David Thorpe going to join us 9:20. What's he going to tell us at 9:20, Tone, about this series coming up?
I think he's going to tell you that the Cavaliers have an offensive advantage in this series, but they better be careful. They better not get nonchalant. I've used that term earlier in the show with dribbling, passing. If they get a little bit that way, this Magic team can definitely pose a threat.
2 second trivia, 8:45. Next, finally, somebody in Berea said it. It's music to Tone's ears, and Watson's just too valuable. He's got to change his style for this to be successful long-term. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima here on The Fan.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.